Chapter 4. It was exactly the same. No beginning, no explanation. Just himself materializing suddenly with the picture. He was in the lowest cabin of an ocean cruiser. The room was small and unfamiliar. Through the portholes he could see the bright green water rising in waves, thrashing endlessly beyond the horizon. He stood there watching the water for several minutes. Then he turned. A girl lay on the bed, her body covered by a thin sheet. She was perhaps the most beautiful creature he had ever seen, but she was a stranger. He studied her rich black hair, which glistened against the spotless linen, and he studied her face, and he knew that he was in love with her. The moment he realized this, the girl's eyes opened and her arms lifted, and she beckoned, calling his name silently. He walked to the bed, sat on the soft edge, and carefully pulled down the sheet. The girl began to tremble. He asked her not to do this, and he reached out his hand. His fingers touched her lips. She stopped trembling. He gathered her into his arms and kissed her gently and stroked her hair. He held her close to him. Then someone laughed. He drew back, afraid, and forced himself to look at his hands. They clutched the lustrous hair. He touched the girl's shoulder. A ribbon of flesh stripped away. He screamed. Again the laugh came. And he watched, while the rich black tresses began to fall from the girl's head, while the soft white flesh melted and slid from the bones, until at last there was only a grotesque skeleton on the bed. The laughter became hysterical now. He leaped up, walked quickly over to the glass door, and wrenched it open. It gave onto a closet. Within, men and women hanging from hooks were laughing at him. He begged them to be quiet. He struck them again and again and demanded that they be quiet, but they would not be quiet. When he awoke, his mouth was dry and his head ached, a steady, rhythmically throbbing ache at the temples. The morning heat lay still as mold in the airless room, hot sunlight piercing through the shades and through the closed windows.